Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. The race for Ohio Attorney General is heating up. Democrat David Pepper is officially in the running against incumbent Republican Mike DeWine. And Pepper's making noise about DeWine's fundraising practices. I spoke with Andy Chow from the Ohio State House News Bureau, who reports that Pepper's accusation has ignited a political back and forth between the two candidates.
Well, the thing he's talking about came out of a report from the Dayton Daily News, and the report said that Attorney General Mike DeWine received $1.3 million in campaign contributions, either to his campaign, to his son's campaign when he was running for governor, or to the Ohio Republican Party. And that $1.3 million came from law firms that had been seeking some type of state work from the attorney general's office. And so what David Pepper is saying is that law firms that apply to try to get state work feel the need to also contribute to the campaigns to get a step up.
Is this breaking a law? Could this be breaking a law?
Well, it's not against the law for these law firms to be making these contributions. But what David Pepper kind of is saying is that the timing of these contributions are suspect, because he says that a lot of these contributions came at the same time that these law firms were applying or proposing to do state work through the attorney general's office. So he says the timing is what really makes this questionable. So far, Attorney General Mike DeWine says nothing wrong is happening here. And he says when he and his office picked these law firms, that the amount of contributions have no role in their selection process. And so far, it doesn't seem like any of this work has been illegal. But David Pepper, along with some House Democrats, are asking for the U.S. Department of Justice to step in and investigate to see if maybe there is some sort of pay-to-play process going on, something more controversial than what it seems to be on paper right now.
David Pepper, he's proposing some changes that he says will make the process more transparent. What is he proposing?
So he's proposing some new policies that if he were to become attorney general, he would implement these new standards when law firms are applying for this type of work. And so those standards include adding more transparency to the records and to the contract bidding. He also wants to create more fair, objective standards to what these law firms will be graded on when they do make these proposals. He also says he wants to create an independent review board made up of legal professionals. And he says this review board will kind of take away the politics of it, and it will just be this independent source that is going through these proposals. And a big thing at the end of what he wants to do is that he wants to black out contributions from any of the firms that would be applying for any type of state work. So he would create a span. He didn't specify how long, but maybe months before, during, and after the application process, these firms that are applying to get state work, they would not be allowed to contribute in that span.
So Attorney General Mike DeWine, what is his response to all of this?
So I asked him, because some of the things that David Pepper suggested sort of seem like some things that were already happening. And so I asked the attorney general, and he said that, yes, some of these things are already in place, specifically the transparency of these records. He says that if anybody wanted to figure out what firms were working for the state on sort of issues, they would be able to figure that out. So he says that the records are already transparent. But he did take issue with some of the things, especially that independent review board I was talking about. Attorney General DeWine says that that review board actually would be a big mistake, because that would potentially create some problems with attorney-client privilege, attorney-client confidentiality, because if these legal professionals are on this board screening these bids, then there could be some crossover of information that shouldn't be known, shouldn't be shared. And the attorney general, he said that this shows that Pepper is inexperienced, and he said unqualified to run for attorney general. And he went so far as to say that David Pepper is the most unqualified candidate he's ever seen run for attorney general.
How big of a problem politically is this for Attorney General Mike DeWine?
It all depends, I guess, because right now he has the records out there, and he says that campaign contributions played no role into this. So I'm not sure what the end game or what the result might be out of this so far. I think it all depends on if the Department of Justice does take this up and does decide to investigate, because if they do decide to investigate, then, you know, this story is going to be staying in the news for a little bit longer, and that would probably not be a good thing.
That was Andy Chow from the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.